Hi, you're listening to the Worship with the Mind podcast with William Gibson. I live off of coffee and books, and I am a follower of Jesus. I hope to inspire thought, open up conversation, and help others see why I believe that our deepest questions about life and meaning find their answer in the person of Jesus. So today I'm going to start a series of podcasts on the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are found in Matthew chapter 5, and it's part of Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. What I want to do is look at each individual one that is given throughout, and from there take apart what I believe them to mean. Most of the time I'll be using the Amplified version because it gives a very nice and detailed explanation of what the Beatitudes are trying to get across, and then go a little bit more in depth from there. This will be a series of short podcasts, and it's going to be called The Attitudes of Being. So this is part one. The first of the Beatitudes is found in Matthew 5 and verse 3. So reading from the Amplified version, it says this: "Blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy, to be admired, are the poor in spirit, those devoid of spiritual arrogance, and those who regard themselves as insignificant. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever." Based off of this beatitude, I'm going to talk a little bit about how we overcome spiritual arrogance. So what does it mean to take on this attitude that the verse is referring to of spiritual poverty, or to be poor in spirit? Well, the Greek for the word poor there is pitochos, and its root meaning is to crouch. And you might at first just be going, how is this of any relevance to overcoming spiritual arrogance? But to crouch, it also implies begging, and strictly you'd be looking at this aspect of relying on alms to survive. So it's not simply difficult private circumstances it's referring to. It's not just, oh, I'm going through a difficult time financially, and it's something that people can't see, I can keep it to myself, I can pretty much get by. It's not just a difficult private circumstance, it's something that when people come across you, they can see that you have this need, that you have this desire. And so if you're relating it to your relationship with God, there's a dependence that you have, that there's a reliance upon God that is so necessary that people can actually see it. They can see your trust and your dependence upon the person of God. To crouch would mean intentionally making ourselves lowly. It's not just sitting down because of lack of energy, but it's an intentional and effortful lowering of our posture. And the word implies and seems to mean two different things: the lowering of our posture and the putting of ourselves into a position of need. These are also the points that are emphasized in the Amplified version, because it talks about the people who are devoid of spiritual arrogance. So that's acknowledging our need for God. And they regard themselves as insignificant, or lowering your posture, so to speak. So straight away, the Beatitudes are forcing us to examine our own hearts, to look at how we perceive ourselves. And a lot of what I talk about is to do with apologetics, it is to do with knowledge, and some of it you could refer to as spiritual knowledge. And many people who go into this sort of study or this field end up in this place of what you would refer to as spiritual arrogance, that they see only themselves as the right one, only their doctrine is the correct doctrine. But being open to other interpretations, hearing it, and learning that God and the Holy Spirit is ultimately supposed to be your teacher is so important. So I know that I'm definitely not completely devoid of spiritual arrogance, and so this is something that I need to work on myself. This is not just talking about moments here, because there are moments where I can be spiritually arrogant, but what I'm referring to is attitudes of being. The Beatitudes that Jesus are speaking about are things that we take on as something of who we are, not what we're trying to do, but who we are. So are we people that are dependent upon God? and lower ourselves to a position where we see God as so significant in our lives that we begin to fade into insignificance. And it's not to say that your life doesn't have the significance or that my life doesn't have significance, but rather that we put such high value on God and our dependence upon Him that we seem to fade into the background. Practically, how do we overcome spiritual arrogance then? There's a couple of different things that I think are beneficial when it comes to this. One of the first ones would be asking God to reveal our need for Him in prayer. And sometimes it may even be beneficial for you as well to lower yourself onto your knees in prayer, worshipping God, exalting God, and putting Him above yourself. That can definitely be beneficial to see God is bigger in your life than your own knowledge or who you are, like putting God first there. The second thing that I would say is definitely very beneficial is to surround yourself with people who know more than you, who have been on the journey longer than you, and who have different opinions than you do. It's important that you have all these differing viewpoints in your world, because it's the only way that you're really going to challenge how it is that you're thinking, the way that you perceive yourself, and to sometimes deflate any level of pride or arrogance that you may have, because there's so many people that have differing opinions from you that might have stronger arguments. And if you are in a place where you can have that discussion, hold true to what you believe, but at the same time address any concerns that are raised, you'll begin to grow in your faith. But not only that, you'll need to address yourself, how you see yourself in terms of if you are spiritually arrogant and if you see yourself as better or knowing more or in a better position than others. Because if you surround yourself with people who have been doing the journey of faith longer than you have as well, they'll be able to tell you about when they've been through the same season that you're currently going through, how they dealt with it, and the things that you can watch out for. The final thing would be keeping a healthy self-image of ourselves. Within the Christian belief, there's this balance between the divine breath that's within us and dirt. The fact that we come from the earth, that we have a fleshly nature, and in a lot of aspects that we are sinful in our nature, that we fall, that we fail, that we're prone to pride and arrogance, we're prone to seeing ourselves as better than others, that this is our condition. But at the same time, that we have divine breath within us, and that God empowers us and gives us the ability to overcome our natural tendencies and to see things really change in our life. So we need to keep a healthy self-image in that regards and seeing where we're at on that journey and understanding, are we living a life that is guided by spirit or by flesh? The beatitude that we've been talking about today says that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And so as we develop this attitude of being, we gain more of the kingdom. And it almost seems paradoxical. Make yourself insignificant and gain a kingdom. The thing that I noticed though when I was studying this is that it's not about being insignificant, but regarding God as the most significant and only significant one. It is Him who gives us our significance. And this combination of dependence upon God and not being dependent or having too high a view of ourselves is what makes us poor in spirit. Acknowledging our state of absolute spiritual poverty and need, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to the ones who make no claim to possess it, but instead rely totally on the only one who can give the kingdom.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.